And time to catch up with Myra from the Citizens Advice Bureau Spain, as we do once a fortnight. Morning, Myra.
Morning, everyone.
You've been a busy lady, haven't you?
I don't know what else we're going to. Many things happening.
Yeah, let's do a bit of housekeeping before we get to the main subject. There's a couple of emails come in. One, I'm sure you do know the answer to 100%. The other one, I'm not entirely sure about. This one here says, which articulo do we need to ask for when applying for a TIE card when you've had an EU certificate for 28 years of permanent residence?
Right, when he says which articulo, I think he means, I'm not sure what he means, articulo. Mm. That's an article. Mm. He's applying for, all right, if he's applying for his TIE and he's got his green residence, if he goes on our website, he'll find a step-by-step guide on how to do it.
Magnificent.
Including screenshots of what to do, how, where to go, where to make your appointment. It's all there.
Super.
So if you put in updating to a TIE step-by-step, it's on there.
That's fantastic. That's the easiest answer for that one. And this one, I'm not entirely sure you will know the answer to, but you might. Brian says, how does the new QR code for travelling for vaccination and immunisation work? I'm not sure it does work now, does it?
Well, yes, and again, I haven't got details on all this, but again, if he goes to our website and just puts in PCR, he'll get all the details from the Spanish government website on the all the testing and the code he's talking about. It's
fantastic.
All there.
Fantastic.
In
thank
detail.
You. Lovely jubbly. That's easily done. And one final thing before we get onto our main topic of the day, and this is something that, as they say on the TV, is breaking news, and that is that restrictions for entry into Spain from the UK is to be lifted at midnight on May the 24th.
Yes, when it says 00000 hours, we're not sure which part.
Oh, why do they do that, Myra? Why can't they just put a minute past midnight? Then it's obvious, isn't
it? Yes, doesn't make it obvious. You have to figure out, isn't that news now for everybody? A lot of people are asking, does that mean they don't need the PCR tests or equivalent? Yes, testing is still needed, more so probably than ever.
Yeah.
So that's good news for a lot of people, a lot of families that have been waiting. In one way, it's good news, and then we have other news. But
oh, dear. They giveth with one hand and they taketh away with the other. That, of course, is a little confusing, given that Spain is still on the amber list for the UK with all the restrictions that pervade there. But there we are.
Yes, people are flying over, apparently. They're all going, whoopee, I've got my date fixed for the 29th and I'm coming.
Right.
And then you've got some people going, oh, that's good with all the new variants. So we've got the half full cut people and the half empty cut people. So that's what's happening.
Oh, dear. Now, the big topic of the day, and this, I've heard talk of this all over the place. It's been all over the Facebook pages. It's been on some of the newspapers. Stephen Ritson had some questions about it, I know, yesterday. And this is, okay, where do we begin here? Is this a wake-up call, or is it scaremongering I've seen written somewhere? And this is the issue of the Carta de Invitación.
I don't think it's either scaremongering or a wake-up call. If we're going to have a wake-up call, why didn't we have it last year?
Mm.
Why have we waited for nearly 6 months of being non-EU for the press or whoever to start running with this?
Yeah.
And, of course, I think you might have seen, or you might not have, but my views on this is that we should have let sleeping horses lie, or sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah. So to tell people what this is, if they've not heard about it, this is allegedly, and it isn't allegedly, a document which an ex-employee from Spain's immigration office shared and was picked up online. And there is some confusion over whether there is instructions from the British Embassy or the Spanish government. I've had a couple of WhatsApps this morning, Myra. One which says that the French are saying that it is confirmed by the British government. But another one here now just received in The Guardian, which says UK travellers to France and Spain may need proof of accommodation. So what exactly is this proof that they're requiring?
Right. I think we have to, first of all, think that this has already been decided by the agreements, especially in the TCA agreement, and this has been discussed again in March. We posted on the website by the British government. It's something that I didn't think worthy of bringing up, because often, you know, the Spanish government are not pushing certain things, and then all of a sudden it goes round like wildfire, and they're thinking, maybe it may be worth making sure we actually go along with this, because it is a may. After all the palaver and the hullabaloo, as you know, and all the posts everywhere, the British government confirmed yesterday that a carta de invitación, an invitation letter or proof of lodgings, there are options, you see. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you look, there are options. You may be asked for this. When you're told may, there is a law way back from 2007 about this invitation letter, and it relates to non-EU. A lot of non-EU are coming in without this invitation letter. I think it's going to be very hard for UK nationals when you know the amount that are coming in. It's not like 10 people come from India in a month. It's thousands come from the UK.
Yeah.
Absolute thousands are coming in. So
Myra, correct me if I'm wrong here, but are we saying that this has already existed since 2007?
Well, yes, it has for Spain, for non-EU, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not anything new. It's whether they are going to. We've had no notification from the Spanish. A couple of foreigners officers saying yes, others saying no. One that I know has come to me personally saying, why do we have to, you know, why do we have to stir things up, basically? Why don't we just leave things alone?
Yes.
You know, it's the last thing they probably need as well, all the extra work. So there's all sorts of different news, and I think we need the Spanish government to say, right, that law is now going to be, because you're UK nationals, you're not going to get any preferential treatment, and you're going to have to apply for the Carta de Invitación.
Just to be very clear about this, then, one of our listeners has personal experience of this and says that I knew somebody about 10 years ago who fell in love with a man from Ecuador or Uruguay or somewhere in that area. She was British, Spanish resident, and he got her to use the Carta de Invitación regularly to invite his cousins, in inverted commas, over to stay with her here in Mallorca. They were pricey and took ages to get, but once they were authorised, he mailed them off to his cousins, who could then take a flight to Mallorca via Madrid. And it was just a way to get into Spain legally. So, as you say, they've been around for a while.
Yes, but if you ask for a carta de invitación, and knowingly or unbeknowingly to you, you've actually encouraged or you've brought somebody in who's going to be an illegal immigrant, you will pay the fines and you can go to prison.
Wow.
So, you know, meeting somebody in Cuba and saying, oh, yes, I'll send you a carta de invitación, you could be in big trouble if that person does not comply with his return. I mean, this was discussed again. This was all decided way back, because when you make agreements with a trade and cooperation agreement, or in the future relationships meetings that have taken place all last year between the UK and EU, you don't actually write carta de invitación, invitation letter. No, you don't. You say things like, you know, right, end of mobility as you know it under the freedom of movement. So what does that mean? That means, as the government in March was saying, that the EU's decision to treat British citizens in line with Schengen Borders Code, that's where it comes from, the Schengen Border Code provisions, for third country national is regrettable.
Yes.
But also, why anybody's saying they don't know what's going on, but they said, this was from the House of Commons, but it has confirmed that it's not seeking to achieve enhanced short-term visa-free arrangements, whether through bilateral agreements or individual member states, or further discussions with the EU. So if we're going to think, this is what they've said, the British government have actually said, was saying in the House of Commons briefing in March. So people are saying, well, I'm going to lobby because I don't want this invitation letter. The other thing is you have to think that Spain is also sovereign. There's certain directives or regulations that are imposed on Spain by the EU.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's up to Spain to decide on the invitation letter.
Right.
And they could quite easily just let it go. So we're not saying... Now, there's already businesses not far from where I live. There's a business that immediately posted, this is going to happen, blah, 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 contact us. And I did post there because it's sort of for financial gain when actually we don't really know. But a lot of people are quite happy and jumping at the chance to get a carta de invitación.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, wasn't it? John, Irish John, says, may be asked for letter. Does that mean the same as when you, if you're stopped by the police, you might be asked for your driving licence? That is, you need the carta, but only may be asked to produce it. That's the confusion, isn't it?
Yes, you may, and there's still time for some. Well, UK's not going to discuss this further. It made that quite clear.
Right.
Just like they also thought it was a bit, you know, the 90 days and 180 day ruling, they accept that's each member state has its rules, or it's an EU ruling, and they're not going to argue that either. They're not really. So the UK are not going to push for anything here. I think we depend on Spain to say, look, we haven't done anything yet. I know it's been COVID, but we're nearly into 6 months of 2021 and there's been no light anywhere until suddenly somebody has spoken to somebody and they said, oh yes, you need it. Well, of course, there's a law there and always has been there. You know, there's nothing like bringing it to attention, you know, I think. But there you go. If people want it, those that want it, that wanted this brought up, are entitled to go and get their carta de invitación. Those that don't may just hold back.
Yeah. Now you on your CAB website, you've put an update from gov.uk, and that was updated yesterday. In fact, at 4:20 in the afternoon, and that basically passes the buck, as you've just said. And it says more information is available from the Spanish Ministry of Interior. What do they say?
Well, again, on that update, which the government sent out on email, I think 1,400 hours or something like that, after I'd written my right. Don't Rock the Boat article, not so many hours after that, they again say you may.
Yeah.
And also, if you go to the European Union on supporting documentation, you know, they say you may be asked for supporting documentation, which shows that it's not a EU regulation or directive that needs to be used in it or transposed or used in other EU member states. So again, Spain has the choice, because they say you may be asked, as such as an invitation letter or proof of lodgings, a return ticket, and it tells you to contact your consulate for that country.
Now, Myra, who will ask you? Will it be at the border when you get off your flight?
Well, I can only think it can be there if they start knocking on people's private dwellings. Remember, it's not if you're staying in a hotel or you've booked a tour. This is if you're staying in private dwellings and it's a person. There's another problem, because I've already had a question. I'm getting lots of questions in email. Excuse me, from somebody who has a holiday home asking how he can get the invitation letter.
Mm.
Well, he's not entitled to apply for it.
Oh,
because let me just see where I've written down the main point, because I know time. Two, requirements of the application. You have to be either Spanish.
Right.
You have to be a EU or under the community somehow regime, or a foreigner, which we are, who is a legal resident of Spain. So how do you apply to bring in friends or when you've got a holiday home? You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't. You're not a legal resident. You're not an EU citizen, unless you're Irish. You know, as that chap that's rang up.
Yeah.
So there's that problem as well, because it says quite clear, the proposal of the order is to regulate the terms and requirements to be met by the individual.
Yeah.
This is from the law. Whether he is a Spanish citizen, a national of a member state of the European Union, or a beneficiary of the community regime, or a foreigner legally residing in Spain.
Interestingly, on the gov.uk website, on this update that they made, they like the word may. They've used it quite a lot, and they've put, at Spanish border control, you may need to use separate lanes from EU, EEA and Swiss citizens when queuing. Your passport may be stamped on entry and exit. You may also need to show a return or onward ticket. You may have to show you have enough money for your stay, show proof of accommodation for your stay. For example, a hotel booking confirmation, proof of address if visiting your own property, e.g. second home, or invitation from your host or proof of their address if staying with a third party, friends or family. The Spanish government have clarified that the Carta de Invitación is one of the options available to prove that you have accommodation.
One of the options.
Yeah.
Okay, and as they say as well, they say the Spanish government site on the invitation letter also says, which may be required at the Spanish border post from the foreigner who intends to enter Spain. So are we now all going to, this is the maze, you know, and a maze is good. For a lot of people that are concerned out there, you may, you know, pick up on that. You know, when I'm not sure of something, I will say you may. The British government are not going to say you must have it, because obviously they've not been told you must have it.
Yeah.
If the Spanish government have obviously talked, and if to put the update there, there's no doubt the embassy and the Spanish government have spoken, and they haven't been told, yes, you must all have this. Otherwise, they wouldn't have updated with you may.
Absolutely. An email just come in from Anita, who's just actually just clarified this brilliantly. I wonder if you could clarify if we now need proof that we have booked a return ticket before we're allowed to enter Spain. Well, the answer to that, Anita, is it specifically says you may need to show a return ticket to enter Spain. So there's your answer. Bizarre.
I think, again, it's quite easy to do all this. So, again, the British... So what I said on my thing, I said if we get formal confirmation, I would add it. So when that letter came in from the British government, I added it to all my quotes and, you know, rock the boat and everything that I was saying, which has upset some people.
Mm. Well, that's life, that's life. Welcome to my world.
That's how I felt. I wasn't happy that this was all of a sudden being splashed everywhere, because I know Spain as well as other people that know Spain. If you start bringing up things like that, it's like the Spanish government official in a region, in one of the regions, said, why do we always have to rock the boat, basically? Why can't we leave things alone, is what they're saying.
Myra, can I just clarify? There was talk in one of the articles I read in a newspaper that it was 74 euros per application and 6 euros per person. Is that right?
Yes, 74.31 for one person, and then 6.48 for additional visitors, and then some costs, 1 euro something for documentation that has to be compulsado, as they said. Not, they don't make that very clear, so it can be it's going to be expensive. You're doing all your tests and everything. Somebody put somewhere, somebody was quite cross saying, I've got to pay to go and stay with the in-laws.
Most people stay to keep away from them, in my experience, Myra, but that's entirely different. So basically here, if you're a family of four, it's going to cost you 90 euros to make the application that you may need.
Well, yes, and I can see some lady in her 80s maybe trying to traipse down to the Policía Nacional or however she's going to make her application, or she could pay the people not too far away from me. We'll do the application for you. You can pay for that. We've got so much bureaucracy, I've no right to wish the boat hadn't been rocked.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel personally, because we're already trying to acclimatise ourselves to so many changes.
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
That this one is just like, for a lot of people, it's really like, what else could happen?
Well, yeah, the thin end of the wedge, I think, is expression. Just had another WhatsApp here from a listener. I recently just picked up my TIE card and was told by Extranjeria that if travelling outside Spain in Europe, I would have to have my passport stamp going out and coming back into Spain. Well, it says no, May on the document.
No, I'm sorry. It's totally wrong. And somebody has taken me to task, and I've had to mute them, by saying that I'm attacking Spain. I love Spain and everything good, but I can, just like Citizens Advice in the UK, can say to the government, that's wrong. A lot of civil servants, and I repeat, like this gentleman, do not know the regulations.
Yeah.
If you are a recipient of the withdrawal agreement, your passport should not be stamped.
Mm.
So he's now being told in the foreigner's office, and one of our colleagues, one of our volunteers, was told 2 weeks ago in an office not far from here, when she said she's going back to the UK, she can be out for 5 years without losing status. He said, no, 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 you can be out. And I will say what he said. I've tried not to. I think he was trying to be offensive to two nationalities. He said, you're like the Mexicans. You can go out for 1 year. And she said, no, 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 it's 5 years. It's in the withdrawal agreement. He said, no, myself and my boss have read the withdrawal agreement. It's 1 year. And there you have, there's another one. I could list so many. You know, you're a civil servant. Some civil servants, they don't have to update themselves. They're not going to be thrown out of the job.
No, exactly, exactly.
You know, so there's this poor chap with his TIE now being told, no, that his passport will be stamped. Apparently, the withdrawal agreement overrides royal decrees and things, so no passport stamping.
And that was in Mallorca, out of interest, that listener was emailing from. Just another one here. Just announced on the BBC News on the TV, Brits will not need a PCR test to enter Spain from the 24th of May.
That's not what it says on the Spanish on the Spanish site.
Mm, unless, of course, they've changed their mind in the last 10 minutes. You never know with these things here. And
because the PCR test was needed for all countries coming in.
It was very confusing, wasn't it? Because there was a lamp test and an antigen test. And
yes, that was for all the EU citizens as well that could come in.
So I tested my lamp in my kitchen cooker hood yesterday, and it was broken, but I replaced it. It was no problem at all. That was my lamp test. And finally, this one, a friend of mine has been in Fuengirola for a year, living in his camper van. He's not registered here. He's from Czechoslovakia. He wants to know how to get his COVID vaccine.
Go
to the health centre, I would guess.
The health centre, they may put him at the back of the list because they're trying to look after those, and some health centres are refusing, but the Spanish government had said they will inoculate everybody that's in, or vaccinate everybody that's in Spain. So he should go and visit the health centre. Of course, if he has his EHIC, his European health card, he'll have no problem registering with that. So...
Wow. Okay, Mara. Well, it looks like it's a moving feast, this one. There's loads of WhatsApps coming in here which are saying that stuff is happening now, and they're reading things that are just coming out. So who knows what's happened in the last 20 minutes since we started speaking. But as of now, what you've said is spot on, as always. And if people want more information, you will, of course, post it first on your website. And if people just Google Citizens Advice Bureau Spain, they will find it there. Mara, I think you should go and have a lie down.
Okay, just as long as everybody, as you carefully said, and you read that from the government, it's all a maybe at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I can guarantee people that you will be back here in 2 weeks' time, not May. So there we are. Actually, that's not strictly true, because you had a week off last week, so maybe I better not say that, because you...
I think that was the first one in how long?
Yeah, absolutely right. So we thank you, as always, for your excellent work, Myra.
Bill, you know I wouldn't miss it otherwise.
Oh, bless you.
Where I was, we'd never have had cover on the phone.
Oh, bless you. You may have had coverage on the phone, Myra. You don't know that.
I don't know. Actually, yes. I'm lying. I may have had coverage.
You take care of yourself. We'll speak again soon. Myra Azapardi from the CAB Spain.
Talk Radio Europe.